This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
The NBA is back, and at DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, the key to victory is a strong starting five. New customers can bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code FANRUN in all caps. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Redline. 1-800-889-9789.
Talk sports.
Stick him with the horn.
Yeah. Stab with the horn.
He's a dog.
Airing every day.
Noon to 3.
You wanted to see Uga get stabbed on live television?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I never said I wanted to see it. I asked you if any part of you did.
No. Zero part of me did.
Zero?
This is the sickest
thing. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Any part of you, thumbs up from Ben Lee. Parker? Quick thumbs up from Parker.
You people are sick and disgusting.
On 1340 WKGN.
There wasn't a little part of you that wanted to see, like, you know, just get stuck a little bit.
Stabbed by a horn. No. No part of me wanted to see that.
Hour two kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour two headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
I guess we should start with the guy that gave the football back to Brady. Did we see the awards that he, or I guess incentives that he's going to now earn because of that?
I saw, so he gets season tickets for the rest of this year and next year.
Next year as well, yep. So pretty much when Brady's going to be there, I would assume.
Yeah.
Essentially.
He gets what? Autographed helmet and two jerseys, I guess. Are they game-worn jerseys?
Don't know about that. I don't think so. It says two signed Brady jerseys, and like you said, a helmet. Also a signed Mike Evans jersey as well, okay. And his game cleats. So I guess those will be actual worn cleats.
You know, that honestly, that is a pretty good gift because...
1,000 team store credit as well.
Do we know if they're the cleats that he wore on Sunday? Because, you know, if you're looking at artifacts, they'll be worth something. Like, in, you know, to collectors, the cleats Mike Evans was wearing when he caught number 600. Would actually be a pretty big seller, I would think, but maybe they're just cleats for another game. I don't know.
I would assume.
I saw
they
him say, like,
game,
on NFL Network that all he wanted was a round of golf with Tom Brady.
How about that? Yeah. What a genuine guy. Just wants to hang out.
Kind of creepy. Tom's like, no, can we just sign some jerseys instead?
Don't want to hang out.
You think that's creepy?
No.
Just playing around the golf,
like,
hanging out.
Tom's like, nah, can we just send some jerseys instead?
He also got one Bitcoin from Tom Brady as well, apparently.
Is that true?
One in Bitcoin.
Is that true? I saw people saying that, but
I haven't seen that too.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, this was the updated list CBS Sports tweeted out.
Tom
so.
Is on that. He's like with some company, though, right? Isn't he like sponsoring some like
crypto?
Yeah,
there's something
probably.
That
so
he's
that's
doing
smart,
with it.
Give him a Bitcoin. I'm sure his company gave him that. That's smart.
But it's $62,000. So.
Oh, that's cool. I was going to say, this guy,
he got his money's worth. That's absolutely for sure.
Tom's definitely not playing around a golf with
you. You don't think so?
If you give him a Bitcoin, he's like, nah, this is it, bro. Like, enough.
I wondered about that because
you didn't
I was
do anything other than just be at the right place at the right time. You didn't catch this. Is it like a home run ball that you got to go swim in McCovey Cove for?
I feel like Brady would do it, though, just because Brady seems like the top of the. I would just.
You take Brady as the type of guy hanging out with the everyman?
No, not necessarily, but just he likes the good pub. He likes the good pub. This would be good pub for him.
Bitcoin.
It's a new car.
Wouldn't you rather just play round of golf than give this guy all this different stuff? Round of golf's nothing. He just wants to hang out with Tom. How genuine is that? How genuine. So we do think he, like I said, got his money's worth after losing the football.
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. Not too bad. Signed jerseys, signed helmets, not too shabby. Move on to Mike Tomlin. He got asked about the college rumors. Mike Tomlin to USC, and he pretty much shot it down and apparently was pretty mad about it, was pretty pissed that he even got asked about it. He said, hey, guys, I don't have time for that speculation. That's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sports. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? Then he apparently said, never say never, but never.
Then
screaming
he
it.
Got mad and was like, what are you guys asking? Did he say, like, are you asking Andy Reid this, you asking Bill Belichick this. It's kind of weird that like he went down that road, but
how's that weird? I think it is. I think he's got a little bit of a point. You don't ask Belichick that. You don't ask those other coaches that
both those guys are old as hell. Like,
well, I mean, Mike Tomlin, I think he just feels like he's proven that he's an NFL guy. He's an NFL coach. He could do it in the NFL. And you don't speculate some of the better coaches in the NFL with going to college.
Okay.
I think he's got a good point. A little disrespectful towards him. Give Mike his respect, John. He's a good coach. Jeff Fisher apparently is in the mix, though, to be USC's next head coach. Did you see this?
Jeff wants to be a head coach of like a college team so bad.
Anywhere. Anyway, yeah. So bad.
There is
no way in hell USC would ever hire Jeff Fisher, right?
They wanted to hire him before they hired Kiffin. I mean, that was the report. Was like, you know,
how long ago?
It was a long time ago, sure, but you're just saying never. Like, I mean, he turned him down. At that point, but USC wanted him. I mean, he was an alum there.
Well, that was before Jeff Fisher tarnished his kind of coaching reputation with the burning the Rams down a little bit. So, no way they would go that route, in my opinion. But has he been coaching high school, or is he?
I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Okay, I feel like I maybe saw him on a commercial. Either way, big deal, little deal, no deal. Let's play a game of it. A little buzz going on in Wind City. How about the Bulls? 4-0 start for the first time in 25 years.
Well, they clearly are the 96 Bulls. 25 years.
Some are saying. I mean, how good is this Bulls team? Do you consider them a little bit of a threat, or is this just kind of getting blown out of proportion? Still 78 games to go for them, so.
They are going to compete for the 6th seed. Maybe Cam's right and they'll get the 6th seed. I still think they're going to be in the play-in game. I'm not going to get too excited at them beating the Pistons, Pelicans, Pistons, and Raptors. I'm not going to get too excited about that.
Pistons twice. Still, a lot of buzz going on. When's our next tough game? What do we got here?
They play the Knicks in 2 days, I believe. I guess would that be on TNT probably? That'll be at least somewhat of a game that you look at.
Yeah.
Utah after that, both at home, at Boston. And then they go play Philadelphia, Brooklyn, Dallas, at Golden State. At LA. So Clippers, Lakers, obviously. We're getting ready to find out about the Bulls. Let's get through the middle of November before we start talking about the Bulls. Now, that's a really hard stretch, obviously, with Philadelphia, Brooklyn, Boston, Utah, New York. But just win a couple of those games. Don't come out of that basically like 5-11 or however many games it would be, 5-8, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Still crazy they haven't started out 4-0 since 1996.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. Like we had what? Charlotte hadn't ever been 3-0, so like, yeah. I guess it's tough.
Oh, so close to 4-0, too, Code Red. Tough.
Lost to OT last night.
Overtime loss to the Celtics, yeah.
Had a lot of damn dunks in it, too.
Oh, my God. Jaylen Brown had a monster dunk. Yeah. Bridges had a monster dunk.
Last night just had, I think, 8 crazy dunks. John Collins had 2 himself in that Hawks game.
They played the Pistons, too.
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
blowout.
They kicked their ass. Yeah. I mean, nothing to write home about, although we'll say over the weekend they lost to the Cavs. The Cavs might be sneaky, competitive.
What was that? I meant to bring that up yesterday. Almost forgot.
We just struggled in Cleveland. We lost in Cleveland twice last year. Once at the beginning of the year and then once after, like, we had it rolling too. Just, it's a tough place for us to play. I think we still get, like, even though, like, none of the guys are still there, maybe we just get PTSD from, like, the year they swept us when we were the one seed in the conference finals. It's just, they kick our ass.
Yeah.
They just kick our ass.
Got their number. Joe Flacco got traded.
To the Jets.
He's going to be, I assume he's going to be starting, right? Like this Sunday.
I don't know. I don't know if he'll be starting that quickly. I think he just might be a backup. I don't know who the hell else would start, but I guess.
They have Mike White, who's a guy from like Western Kentucky who's yet to.
We think
he's never played, really.
Do we think Flacco will be ready to start? Because, like, I know he was there last year, but it's a different offense, though, like, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't keep their offensive coordinator after bringing in Sala, right?
I mean what's better? 5 days prepared Joe Flacco or Mike White, who, again, made his first start ever last week. I mean, guys never really got a full
start that game. Right?
Or not start, but he got his first action. Yeah, his first time he ever played in a game.
I mean, maybe Flacco, I guess, but I just didn't know if he'd be ready in 5 days. Maybe he will be. I guess I know he was familiar with it, but at the same time, it's a different regime. So
Joe Flacco just keeps finding ways to get on the field. He does. Last couple of years.
Good for Joe.
Yeah, I guess. What do we think of the kind of stuff going on with mandates with SEC football Coach Brian Harsin for the Auburn football team, declining to disclose his vaccination status as the mandate. There's a deadline, Auburn, for Auburn University, December 8th deadline for all university employees to be fully vaccinated. I heard on a radio show, too, something similar yesterday with Mike Leach with the Mississippi State Bulldogs, that they have a kind of deadline coming up as well. And Mike Leach, of course, got asked about it and said something off the wall crazy instead of actually responding. So
he's been ranking candy again and talking about
we've already seen Washington State. I mean, they had their staff members get fired. I mean, I don't think they would do this with Brian Harsin, right, in his first year. But, I mean, Mike Leach, could it be on the way out just because of this COVID-19 vaccine?
He's stupid if he is. And I just say that, like, I mean, anybody willing to give up millions of dollars, it seems dumb to me, but
kind of feels like an excuse maybe for Mississippi State, too, because, you know, there's been a lot of rumors, reports that Mike Leach is not a very likable guy
I'm sure they wouldn't cry if they got out of his buyout because of that. Like, I'm sure they wouldn't be too worried about it. Same thing going to happen with Auburn and Harsin, although I think Harsin ended up taking his jab and just not telling anybody. But it's going to be a thing for some of these coaches, and I just, you know.
Yeah.
You have a lottery ticket. You're making $5-7 million a year. I don't feel strongly enough about almost anything to not continue making $5-7 million a year.
Kyrie Irving would be pretty disappointed in you, John.
Well, let me take that back. I might change my mind if I already have like $150 million.
That adds up.
If I've made Kyrie money already, I might have a different of opinion. I might be like, you know what? I don't need the $30 million. I already have $150. I'm cool. But right now, yeah, or just like, you know, working it. There's a big difference between $150 million and 8 or 10. You know what I mean?
Right.
But either way.
Did you watch the Manning cast last night?
I turned it on the third quarter. Right after halftime. So I watched Sue Bird and Drew Brees.
You didn't get to see Marshawn Lynch dropping an F-bomb on live television. Pretty much just so Marshawn Lynch. Pretty disgusting, too, to open up the broadcast and see Peyton Manning wearing an Ole Miss jersey. Blech. I know it was... I'm a bet, I'm assuming, with the Tennessee Ole Miss game. Is that what I know they kind of talked about it on Twitter, but I guess it kind of came to fruition there. Yeah, you had an Ole Miss jersey. That was kind of disgusting to see him in that. But either way, we had Marshawn Lynch dropping an F-bomb. Like you said, Sue Bird. Drew Brees, anything fun to say? I guess they had, Brady on there too, correct?
Brady, I didn't really get to see much of Brady, but... The Sue Bird stuff, I mean, it was nice of them to try to work in like a WNBA legend with ties to Seattle, but it was pretty...
I saw it. It was a little awkward. It kind of felt like awkward. They just didn't really have much to talk to her about. Like, yeah, they didn't. They didn't.
And I would imagine that this... I don't know who's booking the guests. You would think that if Peyton and Eli wanted her, they would have had better questions to talk to her about. And like, they tried to put her on a spot to call a play, and she was like, I don't know.
She even asked her too. It was like a silence for about 10-15 seconds, and then Eli was just like, "So Sue, if you played football, what position would you play?" And she's just like, "I don't know." just kind of like nothing. She had no response to that. Really.
I felt bad for her, but like I said, they're trying to include her, and like I said, she is a Seattle sports legend, or you know, the Seattle sports, I guess you call her a legend. Yeah, I mean, and to get her in there, it was nice, but didn't really put them into a position to succeed. It kind of made the whole night feel clunky.
Yeah,
but I'm sure the Brady stuff was good. I saw them roasting the one coach over the TB12
coach.
There's a fat coach there's like a chubby coach in Tampa that was like wearing a TB12 shirt, and I guess Peyton knew him and was asking Brady about, you know, basically, is he a good model for the TB12 method? And Brady was laughing. It was like, are you trying to short the TB12 stock? Like, basically, are you trying to get put that picture? Are you trying to get people not to believe in it? He's like, he doesn't follow it, guys, just for the record. And it was just kind of got a good laugh about that. Good batch of headlines. We'll switch to the World Series coming up after the break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. A Uncle Bobo writes in asking if we're playing trivia today. We'll make Cam do it tomorrow or Thursday. We're not going to make Code Red write the trivia questions.
Don't think I can do it?
I mean, if you want to do it, you can go for it. I mean, are you familiar with the format?
No.
You're not listening to the damn show, Code Red? What the hell?
Wow. It's all coming out, huh?
Well, I mean, if you want to get together 25 questions with 5 different categories based on point value 1 through 5 on easy to hard, then go right ahead. If you think you can do it, go for it.
I can give it a shot.
Damn, that does sound like a lot of work, yeah, doesn't it? Cam does that every Tuesday.
Cam does it every Tuesday. He doesn't talk much during the Tuesday shows because of it, but it's fine. He does it every week. So, yeah, 25 questions, 5 different categories, and then rank them 1 through 5 on difficulty. 5 needs to be really tough. We'll give you a chance. Go for it. Tough guy, you think you got it?
How long are you going to give me?
I'll give you till either 2:15 or 2:30, so either an hour and 15 minutes.
I'll work on it and see what I can do.
That means he's not going to do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that all feels confident.
And here at 2:15, I'm like, well, you got him? No. 2:30, you got him? No. So then I'm going to have 15 minutes of just dead air or just looking at each other, or I'm having to scrape something together. But okay, tough guy, go ahead. Go right ahead. Draven, first pitch, World Series. Tonight,
woo!
You've claimed you're going to watch every game, and I don't think that's true.
I've watched probably more than I ever have, though.
But you said the World Series you're going to lock in.
I'm
going to work tonight, John.
I do have to work tonight, but yeah, I mean, I'll be watching at work.
It's always something. It's always something.
I mean, I'm sorry.
You've been telling me.
Got to make a living out here.
You've been
got bills to pay.
You've been
sorry.
Everybody, you're going to lock in the World Series. World Series is here. I don't want to call them the hometown team, but as close as we got to a hometown team.
Yeah, a lot of Braves fans in this area.
And here you are.
Well, at least I'm not a bandwagon. At least I'm not like you and only hop on and try to cheer them on during the postseason.
I think people would prefer that compared to just putting them down like hating or not caring like you.
Nah, I don't know if that's
true. I'm with the movement. I'm here for the boys.
Feeling confident in the Braves?
Yeah, actually I am.
Against those damn cheaters?
Actually I am. I do think they will be winning tonight. I do think they'll be winning the series. I do feel that way.
What makes you so confident?
I think the Braves have better pitching, and I think the Braves, I mean, I don't know outside of the pitching. I mean, the Astros have good hitters.
I was going to say, Astros have been putting up some runs, haven't they?
They have been. Every now and then it just feels like a team of destiny. I don't know, the Braves are giving those vibes. Maybe it's just because I'm rooting for the Braves. I don't know, but they just got guys stepping up and making big hits. You got characters like Jock Peterson coming out and, you know, writing in the Players Tribune to see that.
Mm-mm.
Just dropping some gems of quotes. Getting everybody fired up. Just said, yeah, we might be a team that got overlooked after the injuries. Yeah, we maybe only won 88 games, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, mentioned a couple of things. And he said, or we might just be those mother bleepers. And I was like, yeah, let's run through a brick wall.
Kind of got me fired up.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, he was the shot in the arm to the team. When they traded for him after Acuna went down, that was kind of the signal. You know, that was a signal that they weren't giving up on the season. And he came through big in the Brewer series. I believe he even had a couple big hits against the Dodgers as well. He has been kind of their locker room idiot. And every, like, I say that with love, like every guy, every team needs one of those guys through the postseason that kind of keeps them loose and gives them some confidence.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one wearing pearls to the plate. And when people ask him why, he just says because he's a bad bitch. Like, I mean, like, that's the type of stuff that, like, makes baseball teams work. And
that's awesome.
Like I said, he won. Was it game 3? Was it game 3 against the Brewers? He won that game. Had the only RBIs, a 3-0 pinch hit bomb, I believe. So he is, you know, like I said, the catalyst. And he is keeping them loose. And he wrote that article and got people fired up. Everyone's ready to go, man. World Series.
Mm.
First in 22 years.
Wow.
My friends are nervous wrecks.
How would you feel after 22 years?
Like a nervous wreck.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone my age or a little bit even around my age would, you know, grew up obviously around the same time where the Braves are just always kind of there. Famously on the doorstep with, what, 14, 15, 16 straight division championships, however many the final number actually was. but only one World Series title. And it was kind of like, you know what? That was disappointing to only get one World Series championship, but you thought you were going to be there almost every year, or, you know, thought you were going to, you know, be one of the final two teams. And the Braves were on a long streak without even winning a playoff series. That's been wild. So to kind of crawl out of that and get back to the doorstep, you could almost right a lot of wrongs that happened, a lot of shortcomings with the pitching staff, you know, where they had Glavin and Smoltz and Maddox, and I know Smoltz was back and forth from the bullpen and starting and all that, but with all those arms, you should have won more than one ring, probably. Mm-hmm. You only got your one, and you know you got a chance to double that up tonight, or at least get it started tonight. It's pretty exciting. I'm happy for my friends. And here you are just poo-pooing it. I'm just not even going to care, John.
I have to work, but I'm gonna tune in, root on the Braves.
You're rooting for the Astros. You and Hayden are rooting for the Astros.
I'm not going to root for the Astros, but I do kind of like the Astros a little bit. I just kind of like this. I don't know.
Why?
Just this, everybody kind of hates us mentality. Us against the world mentality. Nobody's rooting on the Astros.
I think that kind of went out the window. I don't know about you. I wasn't rooting for the Red Sox. I don't feel like people are rooting for the Red Sox over the Astros. It's kind of like, now I'm like, I think that changes this series because the Braves seem less hateable.
Yeah. And they just haven't won, like you said, in so long.
I mean, I guess if you're Hayden, you root for the Nationals, or, you know, if you're in their division, you might hate them, but it feels like the rest of the country kind of want to see the Braves win. So maybe now they'll be the hated ones. Got another risk-free parlay tonight, baseball version, courtesy of our friends at FanDuel Sportsbook. The Fall Classic is back. All customers get a risk-free same-game parlay bet. Place a same-game parlay bet on Game 1 of the World Series tonight. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get a full refund, insight credit up to $10. Build your parlay your way by combining your favorite bets into one wager for bigger paydays. I think I'm going to take the alternate run line tonight over 6.5 runs. I think I'm going to take Ozzie Albies to at least get... I think I'm going to take him... I can't decide. Should I take him for two hits or two bases? I can't decide. Maybe just two total bases. Maybe I'll smack one double. He's good at hitting off left-handed pitchers. I'm going to take him. Maybe the Braves to win. I'm working on a same-game parlay. FanDuel Sportsbook is easy to use. Anyone can register. It's simple. You can find your bet easily. Depositing, getting paid out, all easy. And live betting, you can see how the game's going and then hop in and ride the trend that you like. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, make the most out of October baseball. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Use the promo code TALKSPORTS to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. That's promo code TALKSPORTS. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund of $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem. Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. Do you worry if you're the Braves about winning Game 1? Like, is this a game that if you lose, the pressure swings and you are going up against a team that has a World Series championship? Do you need to get out to a fast start, Code Red? What do you think?
Yeah. Is it in Atlanta tonight?
Jesus, I thought you were a Braves fan, Code Red.
I'm a casual Braves fan, like I said.
Very casual Braves fan. Am I wrong, or didn't he show up in a jersey, a Braves jersey the other day? Am I wrong about that?
I think
you did
wear a Braves jersey, Code Red.
And then he shows up and asks where Game 1 of the World Series is tonight. Forget I asked. Jesus.
It's in Atlanta, though, right?
No!
Okay.
It's in Houston.
I'm sorry, I'm over here working on trivia.
Oh, okay.
Distracted, John.
All right, okay, just cut your mic off. Draven, do the Braves need to win Game 1 tonight?
I think they do.
Another very, 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 very casual Braves fan.
I think they do. You hear some of the Astros players, what they're saying. Not worried about narratives. Been here, done that.
It's true.
Not worried at all. Yeah, so I do think the Braves getting off to a fast start would be good, because if the Astros, a 1-0, 2-0 lead going back to Atlanta, oof. I think that'd be tough.
Now, well, God, they play again in Houston after this.
That's what I said, 2-0 lead in Atlanta.
Totally, sorry, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. That was me taking out Cody.
Well, I said 1 and 2-0 lead in Atlanta, but yeah, I said 2-0 lead.
Okay, sorry.
Why don't you get off my back a little bit over there?
That was because of Code Red over there.
He's hostile today.
I can tell.
Well,
he's just a little nervous about his Braves, that's it.
I'm not worried about the Braves. I've been dealing, like I said, with your fallout for 4 days now.
Oh, my God.
I'm still getting tweets and messages about you. Update on that, by the way. Let me pull it up. Hold on.
Here we go. Let's go through it. Let's not talk about the World Series. Let's talk about this.
Well, I just want to just Mitchell reply because you told him to try some Vegemite and get back to him. And he said, tell that bitch Draven, I went to school in Australia, Murdoch University in Perth, Western Australia to be specific, and I've had Vegemite plenty of times and not once did I complain. Period. And then he finished it with,
there's
bitch.
No way. He's got to be making that up. The odds of him actually going to school over all the way over in Australia and eating Vegemite. No. He's making all this up. He is.
What are you going to do when he sends like a picture
proof.
Of his diploma.
I do. I want proof.
What's going to happen when he does?
Kudos to that guy, man.
If I'm him, I don't think I'm going to go search my office for proof for you just to get kudos. And Lord knows you ain't going to actually do anything to apologize. BJ writes in saying the Astros don't get to play the us against the world mentality when it's all 100% self-inflicted. And that's true. They don't get to be the victims, but I do think teams always find something to rally behind.
Yep.
I don't think there's anybody in that locker room right now. It's like, hey, guys, you know, maybe the fans were right to boo us. We did cheat the game. It's probably more like, well, the Yankees and Red Sox did it. No one's punishing them for it. Maybe. I mean, Carlos Correa's in there talking about, well, the Braves cheated with their international scouting as well. They're cheaters as well.
Mm-hmm. What happened with the international scouting?
They got in trouble for it. I'm not exactly. It was like 4 years ago. They got in trouble for like what they're doing some illegals. I don't even know what was legal, honestly. I don't know. They didn't have to give back Acuna and Albies, though, so like I guess whatever they did worked out because they found two studs down there. I'll see if I can get the actual story up in the break. Let's go, Braves. Do the tomahawk chop.
Do the chant, too.
No, it's canceled. Can't scream at Chiefs fans about doing it and do it for the Braves. I have to be consistent. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Rick Barnes addressing the media. It's media day. Draven's got all the info for you. Anything noteworthy from old Ricky boy?
Let's see. Well, we could start. Didn't have any idea about this, but John Fulkerson has a broken thumb.
So he'll be out of Saturday's practice or this weekend's practice against Lenoir.
Yep. But should be back for regular season opener. Should be good to go.
Okay.
So... But, yeah, something to kind of keep eyes on. Might have maybe limited minutes for him in the first couple of games.
Need to drink some more of that Mayfield's milk. Maybe that's why I gave him the endorsement deal. Keep your bones strong.
No kidding. Could use that in a commercial. Let's see if there's anything else. So, yeah, broken thumb. Talked about NIL deals. Not really changing recruiting too much. I think
that's a naive take if he thinks that. Like he's saying it's not affecting like him recruiting because this current class isn't going near as well as the previous classes. I mean, even yesterday you had another big-time five-star, Dylan Mitchell, chose Texas over us in Florida State, I believe. We've talked about Kentucky's resurgence. Like, I think it's naive to say that NIL is not going to affect – recruiting in basketball. It already is.
Yeah. He says, we're not losing recruits because of NIL. That was one of the quotes he had. So,
I'm worried about it.
Again, though, what do you do if you're Barnes? You can't force companies around Knoxville to be like, hey, I mean, I guess you could like go and pitch your players or whatever, but what are you supposed to do?
I don't know.
I mean he might have some connections, I guess, maybe in the higher ranks and can talk to some people and get some sponsors or whatever, but it's really just more up to the player and his popularity, if anything.
Well, I mean, like, is it troublesome that Kennedy Chandler doesn't have like a big deal? I mean, he is a in-state guy, a top-ranked player, lots of social media clout. I mean, you would think if he was at Kentucky or somewhere else, would he have a deal?
Probably, right? We're
talking about the one guy who has like a Porsche deal, you know, in Louisville at Kentucky that seems like a, you know, a thing that some of these other top-ranked prospects might be able to cash in somewhere else. And again, I'm not blaming Rick Barnes. That's a good point you make. Like, what is he supposed to do?
Kenny Chandler does have a five-figure NIL deal with a trading card company.
Yeah, but I mean, like, five-figure could mean $10,000.
Yeah, I'm just saying. At least he doesn't have nothing. But, like, you're right. I mean, he doesn't have anything big or anything we've really kind of heard about.
I mean, like, you know, John Fulkerson has Mayfields and Powell's. I mean,
I
don't think any of those guys are cashing in.
Is that it on the basketball team when it comes to NIL deals? Do we know of any others? I don't.
It's all I've seen. Like, I don't think Vescovi or Oroš can get any. I think Oroš talked about like it's a rule for, you know, when foreign players are over here, they can't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said that they couldn't.
Even with the new rules, huh?
He said he couldn't, yeah. He said it would violate the, I guess, green card agreement or whatever the hell it would be over there.
That's interesting.
I'm not sure, but, I mean, unless I've missed any.
Yeah.
And again, five figures, I mean, if it's $70,000, $80,000, that's big money for a college kid. But if it's $10,000, that's just nothing more than like a scholarship check.
Right.
Which still is better than nothing, but. It ain't what other big-time five-stars are getting. Seems kind of important.
It would be frustrating if you are Kenny Chandler and looking at a freshman over in Kentucky getting a lot more money and sponsors getting on a commercial or something. That would be probably a little frustrating. What do you think about Chandler saying, asking about how he could help his teammates? What a guy. About this.
So he asked Barnes what he could be doing to help the teammates.
Barnes said that Kennedy just called him a couple minutes ago, I guess, before the press conference, and asked how Kennedy asked how he could help his teammates. And he even asked about some specific guys, apparently. And then Rick went on to say that's just kind of what kind of kid he is.
I mean, what I would say would be that, like, that's what you want your point guard to be doing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's a good sign for leadership. I mean, Kenny Chandler needs to be special for Tennessee to be special this year. And I don't think it's just on the court in terms of, you know, being able to make good passes and score points. I think you have to be a leader. And just because you're a freshman doesn't mean you can't be a leader. So Kenny Chandler might come in already as Tennessee's best basketball player.
Do you think we missed that a little bit last year with Keon and Jaden? Because
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't know what happened behind the scenes, but it just didn't feel like they maybe had those – the kind of leadership role.
Well, no, we talked about it, and then we got to the end of the year, and we had Josiah Jordan-James be the one that came out and was like, right. I was the leader of this team. And everyone's like, wait, what? You're the leader of this team? Like, no disrespect to him, but like, we didn't know who the leader was. And then at the end, you have Josiah saying it was him. So if you're asking if I think leadership has been lacking, I would say that's an easy yes, and that leadership has been lacking ever since Admiral Schofield and Grant Williams left the program.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's been pretty evident. We haven't had a guy that's a leader. Or I guess we haven't had a guy that's anywhere near their level of leadership. Like, I'm not going to say we haven't had any leaders in the locker room. That would be unfair. I'm not in the locker room. But we've had questions about the leadership of this team.
Like you said, it can be a freshman. A freshman can be a leader of this team. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
That's hard. You have to be balling. You have to be really good, and you have to carry yourself the right way. And, you know, Chandler looks like the type of guy that can do that on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
It's a promising sign. And again, you want your point guard to be that guy. And you want your point guard to want to do that. Now, maybe it's going to take Chandler, you know, some game reps before he's actually able to do it. And maybe he's going to have the struggles that all freshmen sometimes have, like that you're going to come in and the game's going to be a little bit faster and you might have to blend into a team that's got some returning veterans. And maybe Barnes will do the thing where he has been a little bit tougher on his point guard and also on freshmen and kind of making them earn their way into the rotation. Keep in mind, both Springer and Keon had to come off the bench last year at the beginning of the year.
It was a COVID year. I don't know how much they were able to practice and stuff. But yeah.
Barnes did talk in the media today about the difference in the COVID year and just talking about how the team camaraderie is higher on this team. The camps have been better. And I do think there is something to that for sure. Would Keon and Springer have broken into the starting lineup if they had a full camp? Maybe. but I'm going to say maybe not as well.
Mm-hmm.
50-50 at best. I would say even lower than that, that both of them would be in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
Second straight offseason where they've kind of talked about the leaps that Santiago Vescovi's made.
I was going to say, most improved player on the team, huh?
Which, I want to see Vescovi kind of off the ball more. I like him just kind of a spot-up shooter that doesn't have to try to create everything. He's a good passer, but I don't want him to necessarily be the main ball handler, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, he would get into trouble sometimes. He struggled with turnovers and everything for a little bit. I think you're right. I think he is better just off-the-ball shooter.
I'm fine with him catching, shooting, or, you know, catching and having the ball already moving and the defense already reacting, right? If someone's trying to close out, then it's an easier pump fake, then drive in.
Mm-hmm. Well, you saw Rick Barnes, he even said, too, that he said all 3-point guards, Kenny Chandler, Vescovi, and I don't even know if we really talked about this guy much, the Zakai Zeigler guy. He said that all three of them could be on the court at the same time, all 3-point guards.
Been a lot of hype for Zeigler.
Yeah.
Rocky Top Talk on Twitter, the SB Nation site, kind of just puts it into perspective when we're talking about Rick Barnes and the NIL, the changes in college basketball. Jalen Hood, Chiffon, he missed out on him in August. He commits to Indiana. Julian Phillips, he's the 5-star that chose LSU and Will Wade. Kyron Lindsey went to UNLV. Brandon Miller, I don't guess he's officially picked anybody yet, but he eliminated Tennessee out of his top at the beginning of September. You missed out on Jet Howard to Michigan. I'll be a little fair on that one. You're going up against Juwan Howard for his son.
Who for the hell picked UNLV over
Tennessee? He wants to be a running rab, I guess.
I guess. Maybe just want to be more in Vegas. I don't get that.
I don't know if that's NIL related or not. I don't know. He is a guy from Denton, Texas. He is a high-ranked 4-star, number 87 overall. It wasn't like he was an elite guy.
Right.
Top 100, though. And he chose UNLV over Tennessee. And then, the guy, Dylan Mitchell, top 20 player. So there haven't been a lot of big hits for Barnes in this recruiting cycle. Now, I'm not going to be too hard on him just yet, but I am going to sound the alarm. Wee. Barnes, like Tennessee basketball might be affected by the lack of someone stepping up for this NIL deal. I do think that's a legitimate concern. That's something I am a little worried about. And if you look, again, at just the trend since it became legal, Tennessee has yet to land anybody really big since then. Currently, right now, Tennessee ranks 9th in the SEC in recruiting.
Wow.
In the SEC, 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And the only guy you have is B.J. Edwards. Kid right in your backyard. Is it early? Sort of. Like, college basketball is a little different. College basketball, it gets early, late. You don't get to really the end of the season before people start signing. Just something to keep an eye on.
What's your biggest concern just going into the season, other than recruiting?
That's a good question. As always, I think, I worry with Barnes when it comes to finding a rotation.
That would be my biggest concern, because we have a lot of guys. We do. We have a lot of guys. We have a lot of depth. So I think it's going to be – and then you kind of have a tough schedule to start with. I think it's going to be kind of interesting how we figure out the rotation a little bit.
My biggest level of concern, though, would probably be what we do with our offense. I'm not going to go as far to call him a Ferrari. I'm not going to call him a Lamborghini, but it feels like Kenny Chandler's a hell of a lot better than a Honda Accord.
To say the least.
Are you going to let him get out there and drive? You might have a sports car. Are you going to make him try to feed the ball into the post and run your antiquated offense that wants to shoot mid-range jumpers? Or are you going to say, here you go, point guard. Get out here and make big plays. Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Go ahead and sing it then. You got it?
No.
Okay. You got your apology yet?
Yeah, I do. You want to go ahead and give it to you guys?
And you told me you've been working on an apology.
Yeah.
For the fans that you feel like you kind of let down.
Right. Yeah, I've worked on this, man. Honestly, I got a little bit emotional, too, just writing all this out. Because, you know, John, I act like the tough guy sometimes. And, you know, I'm pretty tough. I don't really get too emotional or anything or nothing like that. But
I don't know if I would consider you tough, just for the record.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I mean,
you
talk a lot about whenever you have like a headache or, you know, I saw you like have to get carried off the court when you sprained your ankle.
Did you go, whoa. First of all, I walked off the court with a busted up broken ankle.
I'm just slow down a little bit on you being a tough
guy. I did not get helped off the court.
Okay.
Either way, I did get a little emotional doing this apology. So
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, it takes a big man to admit when he's wrong. I'm curious to see where this goes. I got a feeling you're going to hit us with like a Conor McGregor. You want to apologize to absolutely nobody. Because I fell in love.
No.
With a girl that I'm never going to talk to again.
I wish you would quit saying
before
that.
Before you get to your apology, I just want to check. The girl that you stood up for the movies whenever you guys were playing trivia and then you guys were going to go continue the night at movies and then you backed out. Remember when your friends went? How much progress have you made with her?
I don't think I ever did make any progress on that one, John. So
didn't bother talking to her again?
No, honestly, just, you know,
and you
stuff
guys
happens,
and
get
you
busy.
You guys were in love, too, and you came here, and she wanted you, and yeah, it was fine.
What do you want me to say? That I fall in love easily? Is that what you want me to say?
I think I just want you to, like, yeah, I mean, well, I don't know if I want to say you fall in love easy. I want to say that maybe, like, you don't follow through on things. As we've discussed here about your board bets, as we've discussed about your love life, it seems like you don't really follow through on things. I've yet to see you run a couple miles to get ready for me to beat your ass in a boxing match. So, like,
well, I've actually been running. So, ran yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
Just don't feel like I have to announce that to you.
Okay.
And I'll box you anytime you want there, buddy. We'll go out right now. We'll go. We'll just stop the show. We'll let Code Red run the show. Me and you can go step outside if you really want to.
Code Red's working on trivia.
Okay, that's right. I forgot.
Anyways, back to your apology, tough guy.
All right. I wrote this out. Like I said, worked a little bit of time on this, so here we go. To the fans and everybody in Fan Run Radio Nation, I'm sorry. I'm extremely sorry.
It's a good start.
I was hoping for an undefeated season in board bets. That was my goal, something that has never been done here on Talk Sports. And I failed, and I should have owned up to it. I promise you one thing. A lot of good will come out of this. You will never see anybody in the entire country work as hard as I will the rest of the season. Okay. You will never see someone push the rest of the team as hard as I will push everyone the rest of the season. You will never see a team at a radio station work harder than we will the rest of the season. God bless.
Okay. That's what?
What?
That's what you took so long to write out?
Yes. That was straight from the heart.
It didn't sound straight from the heart. It sounded like you were reading it. So you can't read a statement that is straight from the heart.
I wrote it out. Look, I wrote it out to my notes.
But I just feel like if you write it out, it can't be coming straight from the heart.
That's not always true. People give unbelievable speeches, and they have to have still something in front of them to keep them.
I don't know if I believe that.
To keep them in line.
I don't know if I believe it.
Okay. It doesn't matter what I do. I give you a heartfelt apology, and this is how I get. Is this how I get thanked?
What team are you talking about?
Us. We're a team.
We're a
family.
You're going to push us? What the hell are you going to push us to do?
I'm just going to push everybody.
You're hoping for an
undefeated
season.
Just strive to be better.
What the hell? You're running an undefeated season? What the hell does that even mean?
I was expecting to be better than I am in board bets. That's what I was saying. And I haven't been. And I should have faced my punishment. Sorry. Sorry, my apology is not good enough for you.
Seemed awful familiar. Just seemed awful familiar. I know what you did there. I'm not going to... I'll let you have your moment, whatever. You apologize to the
fans. I apologize.
Hopefully they forgive you. I don't, but hopefully they forgive you.
They should. Takes a pretty big man to come out and own up his mistakes and apologize for him. In my opinion, at least.
Caleb writes in. Tell him to shove his apology up his ass.
Okay, that's one way of handling that. Anybody else? Maybe more positive? Anything? No?
Did Draven just plagiarize Tebow's speech from 2007?
Who?
That was one hell of a fake-ass apology, LMAO.
Wait, who?
Did Draven just plagiarize Tebow's speech from 2007?
Did he have a famous speech or something in 2007? What are we talking about here?
You thought you could get away with that one? You thought you could get away with that one?
I don't know what you're talking
about.
Of
all
right
the
now.
Famous speeches you went with.
Zero idea what you're talking about right now. Zero idea.
So now you're making a mockery of the audience.
What are you talking about? I literally wrote that out. You saw me over here working.
I mean,
during the break, just a minute ago, I was pretty quiet. I was over here writing this apology out. And now you want to say I copied it?
Which I will say, it has been nice to have Cam and Hayden gone. Code Red just sits over there doing God knows what, watching videos during segments that are really loud, and I don't have to hear you yell at anybody. Usually during the commercial breaks, either you're yelling at Hayden or Cam's yelling at you, so it has been kind of nice. You have been quiet and keeping your head down working, but I think we all know that was Tim Tebow's speech after they lost to Ole Miss.
Code Red, did you hear the speech? That was not.
I heard.
Yeah, because he really talked about fan run radio.
Well, I mean,
he talked about board bets in his speech. Get out of here.
You said an undefeated board bet season. I think you could just say an undefeated season.
Did Tebow say that?
I think you could say something about, you know, Gator Nation versus Fan Run Radio Nation or however the hell you called it.
I still have no idea what you're talking about.
The doc does write in. He says he believes in you, Draven. You can come back better than ever.
Thank you.
Which feels a little bit like a backhanded compliment because... come back better than ever. Is that really tough for you? I feel like that might be what he's going for. I don't know. Just making a complete mockery.
Right.
Another writer writes in.
It doesn't matter what I do, Cody.
I do not forgive Draven, says a writer.
It really doesn't matter what I do. I try to do punishments. I get punished for it. I apologize for not doing punishments, and I get punished for it.
What do you mean you try to do punishments?
I did the Vegemite. I tried. Should be that more just effort that counts.
So are you coming in Sunday?
Maybe if Dallas wasn't 5-1, I really would. Actually, I probably wouldn't if they weren't 5-1. But it's
a 5-1. This game doesn't even really matter.
Oh, it doesn't? Every game matters to us. John,
so your answer is
we don't
now.
Have
so
letdowns.
The one thing you said, you literally said, I'll do anything, just tell me what, I'll come in.
Why does that have to involve Dallas? Why can't it just involve like me getting shocked?
I want you to feel pain.
Me feeling, maybe I'd rather feel physical pain than miss out on a Cowboys game.
Which is
game.
Why I think you should feel emotional pain.
Whatever. So, I'm not doing anything for you or the audience anymore. I sit here, I apologize, I come from the heart, I do all that, and this
says.
Is how I get repaid.
Never
whatever.
Again, he says, as if he's done anything in
whatever.
The first place. So you're not coming on Sunday? So you're going to welch in another one of these? Jay writes in bad takes and bad apologies, so you got that going for you. Your approval rating's at an all-time low.
It's great.
It's at an all-time low.
After I man up and apologize.
That was a pitiful apology. You're going to cry next or hitting the table? That's what Tebow did. You will never see anyone work harder.
You keep saying Tebow. Tebow, what are you talking
dumb.
About?
We're not dumb. We're not idiots. Hour two in the books. We'll kick off hour three with headlines. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.